Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. And so we got the first part of the show. We're going to be talking about the Global Water Bank. What's going on with the water? We're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in Matthew 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God." If you don't know the scriptures and you don't know God's power, you in a bad place. Risky. Very risky. So I encourage you to seek the Lord's face. Get in the scripture. Pray all the time. We're told to never stop praying, and there's power in prayer, and never neglect that. So, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Quack, 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 quack
Thanks, Frank. Okay, quack report. Last but not least, Frank, it's really brief. FDA is saying they're recalling sleep apnea machines. They're linked to 561 deaths starting in 2021. Wow, according to the Food and Drug Administration, they have some machines that are linked to deaths since April of 2021. This revelation came in a notice of January 31st. There have been more than 116,000 medical device reports, including 561 deaths, and now they are recalling these devices. The reports stem from foam breaking down in certain of the respirator, ventilator parts. By levels of positive airway pressure are affected in these sleep therapy devices. Continuous positive airway pressure is affected in the machine. So major recall on these things. A lot of people using sleep apnea machines, Frank, you know. According to the regulator, black pieces of pre-perf foam or certain chemicals, including invisible volatile organic compounds, could be breathed in or swallowed by the persons using the affected devices. Inhalation of degraded foam could result in serious injury and require medical intervention to prevent permanent injury and death. Ooh, well, I think people should maybe think about the Rutgers report. They linked, you know, insomnia and sleep apnea to the thyroid gland manufacturing, not manufacturing a hormone the brain uses as a neurotransmitter to regulate your circadian sleep cycle and your breathing when you're sleeping. So, I would look into how the thyroid's functioning. Now, if you do that, general practitioners and specialists, will only run one thyroid panel and then put you on medication. Naturopaths will not run 9 thyroid panels. There's 9 of them they should be running to see the full picture of how the thyroid is functioning. So, your endocrinologist that you are referred to for thyroid issues, they just run 1, put you on medicine. So, maybe seek out a naturopath, to answer the question, is it my thyroid? And if I get my thyroid well, I need a sleep apnea machine. I'm going to say most likely no. You won't need the machine. So I check it out just to be on the safe side. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Global Water Bank. Now, we have been reading media reports over the last few decades that our water sources are in a decline. Now, several U.S. cities are under strict water restrictions due to drought. And in other areas, flooding is affecting the water supply with unhealthy runoff. But every July, usually, our U.S. cities do release their drinking water quality reports to inform residents what is in their tap water and in what amounts. So there is, though, fresh mineral-rich water, and there is a dead water. What are we using? Well, dead water will deplete your system of nutrition, including valuable salt, as well. The water won't have any pH buffering to it, which is not what we need. So your body is 70% water, and what makes your body work efficiently is a combination of salt and other minerals, which assist in organic molecules of your body, like your DNA, your RNA, your enzymes, your proteins, your polypeptides, which typically are immersed in healthy water. So real water is alive and will help you metabolize properly. Chemically purified water can taste good, but it can be a dead water. So when our water source is compromised with chlorine, cleaning solvents, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals, fluoride, heavy metals, and even bacteria, well, we have a real health problem then. So there is a natural balance to good, clean water that nature is able to provide us. So we're going to take a look and see what real water should be, and does our nation have enough of it? Well, here is a quote from Tai Ken Tan. He says, water, that is too pure has no fish. End of quote. Yeah, chemically treated water, not good. Now, if you're on our mailing list, it's our newsletter mailing list. We send a couple of them out. It's the Health Quest that's going out tomorrow. And in that one, you're going to get this wonderful U.S. map of the groundwater or aquifers that the United States has. So the U.S. Geological Survey that was done in January 2017, they were analyzing our aquifers, and they said groundwater provides nearly 50% of the nation's drinking water, and aquifer vulnerability to contamination varies across the nation. So it's nice to see where the water sources are in our land and how they're doing. Well, let's talk about when water gets compromised. So the quality of water has this huge impact on your body and its ability to even fight off disease. So the human body can develop health conditions when the water is not healthy and you're not getting enough healthy water. We can develop high blood pressure, cancer, reproductive problems, liver problems, kidney damage, skin damage, anemia, digestive disorders, cataracts and other vision ailments, chronic sinusitis, bone disease, and hair loss. That's just some of them. So there are other diseases, but that's kind of a brief list. So what really is real water? Well, real water is kind of foreign to a majority of us these days. We're so used to substandard chemical-laced water. Real water may taste funny to us, but to our metabolic system, it tastes great. So real water exhibits energetic, spatial properties like other organic molecules. So real water is able to integrate nicely with your DNA molecules and contribute energy, synergistic responses to support the activities of all the molecules in the body. Now, science really doesn't yet understand how water, which is still in its natural state, can actually remember biodigital frequencies of substances it has been subjected to, which I think is cool. So real water is able to hold more solids in solution and prevent scaling in your pipes. So try some real water in your garden where it has a catalytic effect on your biomass growth to make seeds germinate quickly and help plants obtain more nutrients from the soil, which reduces or eliminates the need for chemical fertilizers. So what are we doing agriculturally? Well, we got substandard water, we got runoff, we got fertilizer use, we got problems. Let's look at some examples of real water. Well, in the foothills of North Carolina, there is a deep subterranean aquifer or spring, if you want to call it a spring. So this spring was used by the native Catawba Indians on their seasonal migration west. And legend has it that the Indians were on their migration west and they had to leave a sick brave too ill to make the journey behind at the spring. So the following spring, the tribe was amazed to find the brave restored to health after drinking from the natural spring. So what makes this spring contain living water? That is what flows naturally through the rock strata. So it protects you from, when it goes through the rock strata, it protects the water from outside contaminants while preserving the natural minerals like calcium and magnesium that's in it. Now, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the Piedmont and the Blue Ridge aquifers in the eastern United States serves 40 million people in 10 states with 195 million gallons per day. However, this water is far from being pure. There are, above unhealthy levels sometimes of contaminants such as pesticides and inorganic compounds that tend to pollute these water supplies by runoff. And due to the contamination, the municipal water supply is highly then treated with chemicals in an attempt to purify the water. So the eastern aquifer tends to serve parts of these states: New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. So, we have aquifers, but we may be contaminating them with chemical runoff. Now, the West Coast did a study. This is January 2024. This is University of California, Santa Barbara. Their research got published in, this is the Journal of Nature, and it was a report on findings on the U.S. aquifers. It did get published in January 2024 in the Journal Nature. Now, the report overall said our aquifers are declining, but it can be reversed with proactive management. So this study did include 1,700 global aquifers. And in addition to the decline in the aquifers, the report also lists instructions and examples of areas that have improved their groundwater source. So the researchers mapped out a global groundwater dynamic plan to reverse the decline. It took the researchers 3 years to sift through and map out all the data that was collected on 1.5 million wells over the last 100 years. So they then restructured aquifer boundaries into regions and collected data on groundwater levels in 1,693 aquifers. And this is where they noticed the depletion in the aquifers by 71%. Unbelievable. Whoa. So they also noted that the depletion has been accelerating in several places over the last several decades from the 1980s to present. So I'll read you some quotes from this study from the Santa Barbara University. They said, this is Professor Scott Jesko. He says, groundwater is often viewed as a bank account for water. So when our aquifers go low, we're in big trouble. And then Deborah Perrone, a professor at University of Santa Barbara, says, aquifer recharge can store six times more water per dollar than surface reservoirs. Regardless of whether it comes from a supply or demand, aquifer recovery seems to require intervention. So what were some of the interventions they listed? Well, they covered, this is U.S. Santa Barbara report, they covered the things like tighter controls on water use, legislative laws on fines, people using too much water. Also, they recommended maybe removing water use elements such as private lawn watering, swimming pools, spas, watering gardens, and washing cars. So water, always been a basic element for life. And laws have been enacted to restrict water suppliers from price gouging. Yet, municipality water prices in populated areas have continued to rise over the last 40 years. Now, North Carolina, between 1980 and 1990, the average household would spend under $30 a month for water. Remember that, Frank? Well, maybe you're on a well. You don't pay anything. But in 2024, that same household is going to spend just under $100. So arid regions of the United States, the water costs are going to be higher. During times of drought, the water bills can spike 15% or more. So what would be some really good water solutions? Well, during water shortages, it can be a challenge to obtain water, and in some states, collecting rainwater is prohibited. I know out west they prohibit that. It may be possible maybe to set up some dehumidifiers to take water right out of the air and then filter that and use it for things like watering a garden. However, you're going to need electricity for that. So a well is going to be your best source if you're allowed to drill for one. There are some areas that will allow for shallow well drilling used to irrigate a garden, and that's worth looking into because drilling a well is not cheap. Certain areas really pricey. So see what your restrictions are in your area, and that way you can try to plan ahead for that. You know, Frank, whenever a hurricane or some sort of weather thing comes up. People run to the store for milk and bread kind of thing. But when you have, you know, storms coming off the East Coast, you know, like hurricanes and things, they run and they just deplete the water off the shelves, the bottled water. I was standing in line at the grocery store once, and we had a hurricane warning coming up. And I wasn't there for bottled water. And anyway, it wouldn't have mattered because it was all out. They were all out of bottled water. I'm standing in line, and the lady in the line with me says, "I can't believe they're out of bottled water." And I'm like, you know where the Lowe's hardware store is? And she goes, yeah. I said, why don't you go over there and buy some plastic containers with lids or screw-on tops, you know, 5-gallon ones. And right now you can go open up your garden hose and fill it. And that way you'll have water to wash dishes, flush the toilet, and that kind of thing. She just stood and looked at me and she said, I never thought of that. I said, yeah, so you don't need bottled water, really. I mean, you can always take that water. That's your tap water, really. And you can boil it if you want to boil it and then drink it, or you can just, you know, send it through a filter. But, yeah, some people just don't store and save containers and have some bottled water. And what did our pioneers do when they were, like, traveling long distances and they'd have this, you know, oak barrel of water on the cart? You know, the wagon, they put a silver dollar in it to keep the water clean, fresh. Silver kills bacteria. Yep. So people are staking stock. That's what they're doing. More people are looking at their position, what it is, you know, looking forward, what they may need in times of trouble, hard times. So I heard the other day that bomb shelters, Frank, are selling like hotcakes to the private sector. Bomb shelters. Crazy. So the average person is looking into more affordable, accessible sources rather than a bomb shelter. They're looking at, you know, long-term sustainable foods, you know, on stocking up on water, medicinal supplies, stuff like that. You know, first aid kits are great, but what about solutions for, you know, bacteria, viruses, and plagues? Because your first aid kit's not going to have, you know, antibiotics in it. Typically, they're not. They'll have bandages and splints and maybe Tylenol. But what are you going to do for the bacteria, viruses, and plagues? Well, I like to look to the natural medicinal plants for assistance for infections. And, you know, God forbid plagues happen. But herbs like pitcher's plant have an inhibitor for smallpox virus. Bacteria's gentian root inhibits Ebola, and thyme herb inhibits tuberculosis. So medicinal plants have power. So much power, drug companies used to make their drugs from them until they started making synthetics. And you know, now they're returning to the herb sources to find ways to make some new drugs. What did you say, Frank? Bomb shelters, excuse me, get ready for the cave. Yeah, I guess if you have caves near you, but if you don't. Well, you know, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will request their free catalog, and it's full of, you know, immune support, metabolic support, toxin removal, and 10-year shelf life on your herbal liquids, 5-year shelf life on your powders and teas. So you'll have some things on hand when you may need them. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International numbers 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And their web address, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And now for a short time, you'll save 25% on their product line if you order $65 or more. You want to use coupon code HEART24. Hurry, but the sale will end on the 17th of February, and your restrictions do apply. So, and if you're interested in the newsletters, when you're on the website, if you have email, you can sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free. And they cover great information like we're talking about right now and each week. So the health quest goes out on Friday. So if you want one of those, sign up on the website. Go to the Power Herbs. herbtalklive.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there. And then the American Survival, that goes out on Tuesday. So that has a lot of health information and financial market stuff in there. So if you're, you know, keeping your hand on the pulse of what gold and silver are doing, there's a great contribution from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver in there, keeping you informed. So thepowerherbs.com, but you have to have email to get the newsletters. That's the only way they're delivered. So check it out. Get a free catalog. Also, if you want a free catalog instantaneously, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and put the catalog in your shopping cart and check out for free, and you'll get an email with a download link, and you can download the catalog to your computer. Voila. So you can have it that way as well. So thepowerherbs.com. Well, I know we're going to be taking a break in a moment or two. And so when we come back from the break, we're going to look at some things that will help us, you know, live longer, maybe even sidestep a little cancer or a lot of cancer, and, you know, kind of enjoy life, not just exist through life, you know, being healthy and well. So clean water, clean diet, and using your medicinal products, remove the toxins, because your pharmaceutical medications are very toxic, and the liver has to protect you from those toxins. So too much prescription use can kind of wreck the liver. Be aware of that. Well, when we come back from this break, we'll give you some more empowering information. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Your input and Bumper, thank you. Well, we're going to be talking about many ways to fight cancer. Okay, we've talked about the cancer diet and things like that before, and what I mean by that is eating all the wrong things that can increase your chances of cancer. But there have been lots of books out there. There's DVDs, treatment plans on how you should fight cancer, and some of the information presents fairly complex and expensive treatments, and some of the information is from scientific research and some from folklore, natural therapies. So I'm a kind of a believer that we are what we eat, what we expose ourselves to can increase the risk of cancer, and if we get cancer, I think we can reverse it if we just get rid of the offending thing that's, you know, creating the cause of cancer. So we have influence, if you will, over cancer in most instances. So we're going to check it out and see what our basic approach could be if we want to fight cancer. Now, in 2015, there was this report that it appeared in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, in which the researchers at the University of Illinois College of Agriculture, the Consumer and Environmental Science Department, found cancer-fighting compounds in horseradish. Yeah. So it appears that science has discovered that horseradish offers what are called glucosylate enzymes that can help fight cancer. So they report that the quality of the horseradish is going to be important, and it affects the quality and size of the glucosinate enzyme. So horseradish likes the mineral-rich soil of the Midwest and northwest of the United States. I'm trying to think of this farm. Menendez. It's the Menendez farm that's out in the Midwest. Man, I want to say Idaho. Somewhere like that. And really rich soil out there. You can buy horseradish root from them online. And some of the roots are really big. So, if you want more manageable roots to work with, tell them you want end-run roots. They're smaller in diameter. So for, you know, $60, you can get several pounds of horseradish roots. So, how does it work? Well, the scientists said that horseradish enzymes offer the body a detoxifying benefit and eliminates the very source of the cancer cells, what they feed off of. So just one teaspoon of horseradish has 10 times more glucosylates than broccoli does. Just imagine the power you have if you add some broccoli or even some cayenne to your horseradish. So they witnessed that the enzymes in the horseradish deactivate the cancer-causing molecules. They also tested many different varieties and qualities of horseradish, and the healthier the root, the better the protection. So the team said that the higher quality horseradish offered 90% absorption rate
when it was eaten. And according to the scientists, when you combine cayenne with your horseradish, you increase the bioactivity or absorption rate in the small intestine of the horseradish. And scientists in this study felt that if you eat broccoli for cancer protection, you'll need 5 servings per week. Now, aside from steamed broccoli or raw broccoli for, you know, dipping into marinades and things, you'll be, you know, putting broccoli on your pizza, in your sandwich, to get the most out of it, all you need. And if you're not a broccoli fan, then the horseradish is an option, making sure that you have a minimum of 3 teaspoons of broccoli per week. So, or actually what you could do is you can have a 1 ounce maintenance dose of a product called the All-in-One, which has horseradish in it and some other great things. Apothecary Herbs has that. It has ginger and cayenne and onion and garlic. It's neat. It's really called a plague tonic. So if you want to call cancer a plague, okay. Let's see. This is from Madash Kushad. He's a scientist, University of Illinois College of Agriculture. He says, we knew horseradish had health benefits, but in this study, we were able to link it to the activation of certain detoxifying enzymes for the first time. Amen. God's horseradish. It's an A. Okay, root therapy may be a plan. So research done at the University of Engelgen, Nuremberg in Germany, this was 2016, they said horseradish with cayenne can help diffuse pain receptors. So some people are more sensitive than others to cayenne and may not be able to use it for pain reduction. However, horseradish is a much easier herb to tolerate and is also an option. Well, let's look at this horseradish root a little bit. What we know about horseradish root is that it's from the same vegetable family as broccoli or cauliflower and cabbage. So early civilizations would use this root to mask the taste of spoiled meat, right? Or I guess seafood or, you know, fish, you know, because a lot of times it's in, what is that dip that people dip their shrimp in? It has a lot of horseradish and I don't want to say ketchup, but it sounded like that. So horseradish is one of the 5 bitter herbs described in our Bible. And folklore use of horseradish was for things like congestion and immune boosting. Yeah, I mean, if you have sinuses that are congested, get out a big old root of horseradish and grate it on the grater the old-fashioned way and breathe deep. It should open up those sinuses, yeah. Or if you don't want to do that, if you got a Chinese restaurant that makes real Chinese mustard, they make it themselves with horseradish, woohoo! Open up the sinuses, yes, yes. Now, folklore use of horseradish was obviously for congestion and immune boosting, and the antioxidant in the horseradish will decrease the mucus, and also it's great for allergies. Other research is suggesting the isothiamates in the horseradish are released when you cut into it. It's a wet and dry cell, and they mix together, and there's this chemical reaction. You get this pungent aroma going on. So the similar action is also found in the cousins called onion and garlic. They are cousins to it. So any of these roots with, you know, wet and dry cells, they have that pungent aroma. That's the chemical reaction going on. So this is the release of oxygen and sulfur that creates this glucosinate reaction. So it creates this, I don't know, this powerful antioxidant enzyme and aroma and has a bunch of medicinal properties in this plant. So the U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, they've reported that this is the very thing that provides protection from cancer. Check it out. Horseradish root. Yeah. So the next time they say, would you like your dose of chemo and radiation? Maybe you could say, well, I'm just going to go get some horseradish root. That's what I'm going to do. Now, carcinogenic protection, let's look at that. According to the U.S. Physicians Committee in Washington, D.C., and the National Cancer Institute, the isothiocyanates are able to counter the deadly effects of the carcinogenic chemicals that cause cancer. They are very effective against cancer involving your liver, pulmonary, intestines, stomach, breast, prostate. How they do that? Well, according to the report, the nutrients in the horseradish can prohibit carcinogens to activate, counter-react poisonous effects of any active carcinogens, expedite toxic debris removal, inhibit inflammation, and protects healthy cells from damage or mutation. Yeah. So, a little horseradish root. Who knew? And if you got, you know, family members that are worried about cancer, you may want to pass this kind of information on, which, by the way, typically ends up in our newsletters. So if you're interested, you can sign up and get information like this each week. All right. Let me read you. This is a quote from American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. 1999, also was in the Lancet Journal in 2000, they said this, isothionates have been known to be especially effective in fighting lung and esophageal cancers. Studies have shown that risks of other cancers of the gastrointestinal tract and respiratory tract can also be reduced by consuming isothionates found in your vegetables, like horseradish root. So knowing what science knows about the medicinal action of food, and the United States National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health reported that in 2002, science has made synthetic isothionates as part of a cancer chemotherapy treatment. They made the synthetic glucosinate from vegetables precursors and made them to bind with plasma protein in the digestive tract. And the man-made enzyme was designed to slow or give a time-release effect to the chemotherapy drug. Why don't you just eat horseradish root? Why do you got to do all that? So we want to counteract any bad habits because, according to research, the foods that contain glucosinates that will help protect us from our bad habits, such as smoking and too much alcohol use, puts us at risk of cancer. More studies. Well, University of Michigan School of Medicine found that the folklore using horseradish as a medicinal turned out to be accurate. They reported this in 2015. This is what they said about horseradish. It is effective against bronchitis because it offered antibacterial protection and reduced mucus production. Oh, yeah, it cuts mucus. Bam. Was effective against the common cold virus and sore throat infections as it worked like an antibiotic and cut phlegm in the throat region. It also worked for sinusitis to help dissolve mucus and congested sinus cavities. And used for urinary tract infections, the oils in the horseradish killed the bacteria and worked like a diuretic. Yeah, okay, let me explain something. So a lot of your medicinal plants and your food sources like this have plant compounds or alkaloids, and the body will decide what alkaloid from that plant it wants to use. And then it'll avoid out what it doesn't need through your elimination channels. No side effects. No toxic buildup. That's the beauty of whole foods. See, the body decides what it needs to use. Now, according to the U.S. Physicians Committee, the foods that will help protect us from cancer are broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, collard greens, turnips, rutabagas, horseradish, bok choy, sprouts, spring greens, kale, mustard greens, radishes, and watercress. So, and you'll get more chemical protection eating these foods raw, or if you cook them, light cooking, don't cook them too long. Overcooking them changes them chemically. So you have power. You have power. I should also mention research after this, we just talked about. University of Windsor. This is in Canada, Quebec, Canada. It's a medical hospital. They just by accident discovered dandelion kills all no cancer cells. Dandelion. They don't know what's in dandelion that does it. Leaves healthy cells alone, but kills cancer cells. And other research says milk thistle stops cancer cells from spreading. So if you're trying to stop the spread of cancer cells, you may want to add milk thistle to the dandelion. And then if you want to boost the immune system to protect you from cancer cells, then astragalus root, add astragalus root. So those three together is what I would do if cancer were a part of my diagnosis. Yep, that's what I would do. So Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada, their research is online. Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Miriam Pandy did that. So, and dandelion, if you think about it, Frank, is grown everywhere. It's like God knew we'd need it. So if you're looking for the dandelion, astragalus, milk thistle, the horseradish root that's in the all-in-one product, which is really an old-fashioned plague tonic, by the way. It's in the pandemic kit, too. That's excellent. It'll cut phlegm in a skinny minute if you get congestion. Oh, it's great. Check it out at thepowerherbs.com. That's where you find that stuff. Pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, and a whole lot more. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs. When you get to the web store, you'll see the Apothecary Herbs logo, but the web address is The Power Herbs. And the reason that is, people can't spell apothecary. Yeah, they struggle with that. And some people don't even know what apothecary is. Well, it's an old biblical term. The apothecaries of the time of the Bible made the anointing oils. And not anybody could just, you know, make them. God appointed certain people to make them. So, Apothecary Herbs, but the web address is thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Should pick up a free catalog. See how much power you have. It's amazing. God gets all the credit, though. All right, so we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about... How do you suppose Methuselah lived so long? Well, obviously God had a plan, but... Most baby boomers have some knowledge of the scriptures and about the story of Methuselah. So natural health experts state that we only are going to live a fraction of our lives due to poor nutrition, toxicity. So we think maybe 75 to 80 years is pretty old, but we're kind of selling ourselves short here because we're supposed to live between 120 and 140 years of age. So after the flood, that's what God had said, that he wasn't going to strive with man always. So he reduced the lifespan to that amount of time. So in Bible times, we read that our ancient ancestors lived to be 700, 800, 900 years old. So Methuselah, he lived to 969 years old, and that's mentioned in Genesis 5, verse 27. I don't think I could imagine living that long. But I don't think our government would approve, especially with the government's Ponzi schemes called Medicare. They wouldn't be able to compensate for that. Too much longevity, can't have it. But I'd settle for just a few hundred years of ancient vitality, to be honest. But alas, there's probably some law in the books that says, hey, you can't live past 90. So we know that the ancients ate healthier than we do today. So what did they eat that helped them live longer and active lives? I mean, because look at Moses and Joshua. They were in battle in well into their retired years, really. Wielding a sword about. How did they do that? Right? Well, our ancient ancestors did things differently. So they took time to enjoy a meal. They reclined on the floor or at a table when they had a meal. Often there was only two meals served. One was at noon and one was at evening. So eating utensils were probably kind of scarce, and eating with their hands was very common. And in a lot of places and cultures, it still is. So barbecued ribs and fried chicken, kind of a hands-on food, you know. So whole grain breads were also used for dipping into soups and stews and sop. You know, I don't believe they had double-decker sandwiches, but you know what, you get the picture. So they had some sound nutrition. the whole grains in the ancient world included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. Meats typically were lamb, deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, and chicken. They had milk and curds and eggs and olive oil. They were all kind of the staple of the time. They also had some spices and, of course, salt. They often used mustard and garlic and coriander and cumin and fennel on their foods. And I'm not going to go into some of the other things, but ancestors did eat sometimes bugs and grasshoppers and crickets and, with honey, but I'm not a bug kind of chick. I'm not going to do that. Now, the beverage of choice was water, but wine was sometimes served, beer, and, of course, teas. Fruits and nuts were in abundance, like figs and almonds. So an ancient dish would have been lamb stew with figs and a little bit of wine. Apple salad was served as a side dish. Now, for dessert, they were served raisin or barley cakes with some tea. If lamb stew was not on the menu, often they would have some cooked fish with honeycomb and whole baked onions. Sounds great. For the chicken lovers, well, there weren't any Bojangles or KFC, none of that fried stuff. But they served chicken with spinach and prunes. Now, the ancestors knew how to cook simply for nutrition and to use combinations of spicy and sweet to make the meal interesting and satisfying. So they relied a lot on salt and spices. Salt, pretty much a necessity. They used it to preserve meats, but salt is an electrolyte that we need to replenish, and it does preserve us as well. And we've talked about salt before. So what about, did they have any ancient supplements? Well, did our ancestors, you know, have versions of supplements for their day to stay healthy? Well, in a way they did, but they really didn't look at it as a supplement. So it was kind of their way of living. So take, for instance, wheatgrass, which are those healthy blades without any gluten-rich wheat grain in it. Therefore, this was a gluten-free food. So the use of wheatgrass goes way back to ancient Egypt, 5,000 years ago. So the Egyptians held that the wheatgrass was a sacred food due to its positive health benefits and giving vitality. So jumping forward to the 1930s, wheatgrass was becoming popular in America. Thanks to Charles Schnabel, he was an agricultural chemist, who helped make wheatgrass popular along with research studies using chickens with wheatgrass, and it showed other extensive health benefits. The chickens did wonderfully. So, and by the way, if you have chickens and you feed them wheatgrass, they will produce high-quality eggs. Now, Schnabel was able to get the attention of two large corporations, Quaker Oats and the American Dairy Association, who contributed millions to further the research into the benefits of wheatgrass. Now, Schnabel later sold a powdered wheatgrass supplement, and by the 1940s, doctors such as Charles Kettering was promoting the healing benefits of chlorophyll in your wheatgrass and other types of foods. Yeah, I grew up listening to the chlorophyll stories from my grandparents. Yeah, because they heard it in the 40s, see. So, and there's been some wheatgrass studies, lots of them. Many of the researchers found it was very beneficial for boosting the blood and your immune system. And this vital food is loaded with vitamins and minerals. One study found that wheatgrass helped to control inflammation, irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, and just 3 ounces of wheatgrass juice per day seemed to relieve pain, diarrhea, and rectal bleeding. No clinical trials have been done on wheatgrass regarding cancer, although there are reports that wheatgrass helps to shrink tumors. Other sources have also stated that wheatgrass nutrition helps with the common cold, bronchitis, infections, cystitis, gout, arthritis, skin disorders, constipation, and anemia. Now, according to Dr. Charles Reynolds, he did a pilot study that he suggested wheatgrass helps to remove toxicity from the blood of people with breast cancer, taking chemotherapy out of the picture. And one paper of a case study of patients with skin disorders showed that chlorophyll in the wheatgrass had very nice therapeutic effects on stimulating the cell metabolism to repair the damaged skin tissue. So when we use, when we think of burn patients, wheatgrass help cut the infection and help their healing rate. So people with burns all over their body. Now, some research has gone to use wheatgrass on leukemia patients, seem to help deter cell death. Japanese and the United States scientists had a long study on the benefits of wheatgrass. Dr. Arthur Robinson, he was director of the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine. He headed up the wheatgrass project in 1978 at the Linus Pauling Institute. Their findings were that wheatgrass reduces the likelihood and the severity of cancerous lesions in mice by 75%. Other studies also confirmed some findings from University of Texas, published in the Nutrition and Cancer Journal. Wheatgrass has a cleansing effect, getting rid of toxins and heavy metals in your vital organs and the human body, including your blood system. So, wheatgrass, pretty amazing. If you're looking for some wonderful wheatgrass, the folks at Apothecary Herbs include it in their vitamin powdered plant-based mix called Body Foundation Food Mix. And you can go to thepowerherbs.com. It'll be under energy boosting supplements. And they have it in several different sizes, so you can try it out. And don't forget to use that coupon. Save 25%. Coupon is on the homepage. It's HEART24. You can plug it into the checkout area and save. You can write it on your order form if you have one. Or you can use it over the phone. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Ask about the Body Foundation Food Mix. Has the wheatgrass in it and a lot of other great things. Get a free catalog and be empowered out there. Don't forget the sale ends on the 17th and restrictions apply. So thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.